a government and private landowner partnership that benefits everybody. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Jimmy Bramblett of the Natural Resources Conservation Service explains how his agency's funding opportunities work.
There's a joint payment associated with NRCS financial assistance. Part of it is federal funds, and those federal funds are designed to offer an incentive for landowners to adopt certain conservation practices. But those landowners also have to put their own financial investment into those conservation practices as well.
So why would any ag producers want to participate?
Because that landowner is going to realize benefits from those practices to enhance and sustain their operations. If we can get them to begin employing those conservation practices, they will see the benefits of those and then carry those on after the financial investment from the federal government goes away.
What's in it for NRCS?
The logic for the federal government to put money into it, it goes back to that concept that many of these natural resources are public goods. We enjoy getting out of big urban areas and going and seeing wildlife and recharging our batteries, hiking, boating, kayaking, and those type of recreational activities. And then we all benefit from the safest, most dependable, reliable, cheapest food supply in the world as a result of a lot of these conservation efforts. Therein lies some of the logic in the background and the rationale behind all of this being voluntary. And even with it being voluntary, the demand for our services far outweighs our ability to satisfy that demand.
Otherwise known as a win-win partnership between government and private landowners. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.